Something the matter?
No, just reading this article here about you.
Yeah?
It's called The Tragedy of the Compulsive Gambler.
I'm not compulsive. This is just a relaxing hobby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does it mention me by name?
Morning, Fish.
Good morning.
Bernice wants you to call her.
I'll consider it.
Good morning, Fish.
Good morning.
It's very lovely. Very lovely, but you're still going to have to do some typing.
What? Oh, yeah.
Thank you. What's going down?
My socks won't stay up. I'm going to put a rubber band around it.
That's not good for you. That can cut off your circulation.
I have no circulation. Wherever my... That's it.
Joe hasn't checked in yet, huh?
No, he's still in court, Barn.
Oh, that's right, court. There you go.
There's an article here all about Nick.
Hey, Barney, you don't think my gambling's compulsive, do you?
Compulsive? I don't know that I'd say that. But you do spend an inordinate amount of time on that stuff, you know? I mean, so much so that one might think that more substantial matters might suffer for lack of attention.
See?
Hey, look, man, it's all here. I mean, it all goes back to a negative self-image and deep-seated guilt feelings. You know, I mean, you do it to punish yourself and to play out your masochistic tendencies.
I'm not the only compulsive one around here, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I've been trying to remember the last time I didn't see one of those Roman candles sticking out of your mouth.
Oh, hey, man, I just smoke because I enjoy it.
Sure.
I just happen to be one of those people who looks good with a cigarette.
Harris, I'll bet you a month of night duty that I can quit gambling easier than you can quit smoking.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding.
Japanese got a lot of willpower. We eat raw fish.
You like it.
No, we don't.
Hey, look, man, I mean... Personal discipline is my middle name.
All right. As of now, I quit gambling.
You're on. As of this moment, I quit smoking.
As of this moment, hello, Bernice. Bernice, what do you want? Yes, I think it's important to talk. I was listening. I just assumed you'd be finished by the time I closed the door.
Hey, Woj.
I was caught.
Humiliating.
Why, what happened?
I don't know. The minute I hit the stand, I got...
Nervous.
Yes. I knew everything in my head that I wanted to say, but I couldn't seem to...
Express yourself.
Yeah.
What happened to the case?
Oh.
What happened to the case?
The judge called a recess so I could have time to... Get my facts straight.
Okay, just relax, take it easy, everything is gonna go okay.
Doubt it. I just can't talk in front of people.
You go, Woj.
I'm sorry. Even when I was in high school, if I had to give a report, I'd get so nervous I'd upchuck.
It won't impress a jury. You won't?
Hey, Woj.
Yeah.
Man, you know what would really help you a lot?
What?
A vest.
No,
really, man. I mean, people believe a vest.
Harris, there is nothing wrong with what I'm wearing.
Well, I mean, now's not the time to go into that.
Batista still out?
Yeah, out, Barn. 12th Precinct, Harris.
Bart.
Nerves. Probably.
Wilson, in or out?
Out.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Hey, Barn. Siegel's. They got a shoplifting suspect that got away from them, and they're chasing him around the store.
Okay, take,
I'll go with him.
You volunteering?
Sure.
It's nice to see you express an interest. Dietrich?
Out.
Out.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
One second, man.
Wentworth.
Vice.
Vice,
yeah.
You don't mind if I smoke, do you?
Nasty. Just plain nasty.
Don't slam the door!
No, Bernice, I don't mind you calling me at work. I enjoy our talks. Yes, Bernice, you need me and I need you. Bernice, I gotta hang up. My sock just fell down.
Guy, where can I find a cop?
Over there.
Thanks, Pops. Are you somebody?
I'm Captain Miller.
Wonderful. I'm Leonard K. Hauser. I own those apartment buildings over on 28th Street, and I'm tearing one of them down.
Good for you.
What was that? Social commentary? A little zinger? A little shot?
No, I happen to know those buildings. Should have been torn down a long time ago.
Oh. I've been called dirty names by the best of them, Muller.
Miller.
I got a tenant. Won't vacate. I want him out of there, and I don't care how you do it.
Has he been served with a formal notice of eviction?
Over 2 months ago.
All right, fill out a formal complaint. We'll see what we can do.
Hey, snap it up, will you? I got a demolition crew out there I'm paying $400 an hour to, and they're just sitting around on their lunch boxes.
Sergeant Fish, would you help Mr. Hauser?
This way.
Yeah.
Hey, can you speed it up a bit? Every minute's costing me a fortune.
What did you think you were doing?
Oh, hi.
Why did you leave the courthouse like that? I wanted to see you.
Well, I was through.
I waved at you.
I waved back.
So what were you supposed to be doing up on that stand?
Excuse me, I don't believe we've had the pleasure. I'm Captain Miller.
Frank Pisano, District Attorney's Office, Assistant Prosecutor.
I take it you're on Detective Wojciechowicz's case.
Yeah, I'm the lucky one that got Daniel Webster here as his star witness.
We can do without the sarcasm, Mr. Pisano. Detective Wojciechowicz probably just got a little tongue-tied, that's all.
Gibberish! The man was speaking gibberish! You weren't there! Half the time, you couldn't even hear what he was saying.
My mouth was dry.
Well, there was a pitcher of water a couple of inches away from you.
Well, I was the judge's water.
Well, then you say, Your Honor, may I have some water?
I did. You didn't hear me.
John, if you excuse the expression, you're making a federal case out of this.
Look, I don't... The district attorney's office doesn't want some mushmouth cop lousing up what could be a very big, very important conviction to me. To us. To the district attorney's office. And me. Am I clear?
Yes, you could say that. Perfectly clear.
Bonnie? Huh? That guy in the building is an old man.
Old men can be dangerous.
Thank you very much. He's probably scared and has no place else to go. I'd like to talk to him.
It's a waste of time. I've threatened him till I'm blue in the face.
Why'd you ask to go to court? Take some uniforms with you.
Right.
Hey, why don't you lob one of those tear gas shells in through the window? I don't mind damage.
Tear gas is no good, Mr. Hauser.
Why not?
It aggravates my sinuses.
Look, Captain, is there some place where Jehovich and I can have privacy? I want to go over his testimony with him again.
I know my testimony.
Look, the district attorney's office would appreciate your cooperation.
Certainly, you can use my office.
I know my testimony.
Would you mind?
It ain't gonna help.
Isn't. Isn't gonna help.
Barney, this shoplifting suspect, you ain't gonna believe.
Okay, Mr. Roth, we're going through the door.
It better be open. This is a shoplifter?
Yeah.
Who's speaking, please?
I'm Captain Miller.
Oh, Leon Roth. How do you do, Captain?
He tried to get out of the store with that stuff stuffed in his coat.
He just doesn't realize how lucky he is we caught him.
If you don't mind my asking, Mr. Roth, considering your handicap, what made you think you could get away with it?
No one expects a blind man to steal. I was counting on the element of surprise.
I was surprised.
I thought it was safe. I didn't smell anybody around.
Siegel's is going to press charges?
Yeah, Barn. They said it's part of their new get tough policy.
Oh, wonderful way to begin. I'm sorry, Mr. Roth. We're going to have to book you.
Look, everybody's been taking from me. So, now why can't I take a little?
You've been robbed, Mr. Roth?
Every day and twice on Sundays. When you're blind, you rob easy. On the street, in the subway. Now they're even coming up to my room.
Who's they?
Kids, hoods, repairmen, religious fanatics. Hello, Mr. Roth. How are you, Mr. Roth? I'm taking your radio and shoes, Mr. Roth. Goodbye, Mr. Roth.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Roth. Detective Harris is going to take some information.
You would? Okay, Mr. Roth, take a seat over here, huh?
Can I take your coat, Mr. Roth?
I'm taking your coat now, Mr. Roth.
Here you go. But be careful. It's kind of hot.
Thanks. Are you sure this
is... Trust me.
I guess it's true what they say, you know, that if one loses one of the senses, that the remaining ones are sharper and more perceptive.
It sure does. Like I can tell from the sound of your voice. You're over 6 feet tall and you're a chain smoker.
I don't smoke.
And you're a liar. And something else. You're very nervous.
How can you tell?
Oh, by the way he keeps tapping his foot on the floor, pulling at his collar, wrapping his fingers on the desk.
I'm not nervous, I'm just rhythmic.
Hey, Captain, we got him. The old nut was running around with a gun threatening people, but the old cop talked him out.
See that, Mr. Hauser? I tell you, I'll take talking to tear gas any day.
Listen, Sergeant, believe me, it isn't the end of your life. Yeah. Retirement isn't so bad once you get used to it. You'll find a way to be useful, believe me.
I hope you're right. Mr. Lukather, Captain Miller.
Mr. Lukather, you're very lucky that it was Sergeant Fisher came to get you, not a special weapons team.
This man charged with obstruction, assault... And anything else you got in the books that I can use?
Shut up! Sit over there! I'll fill out the complaint form.
Don't talk to a witness like that. A good defense attorney would have a field day with that sort of thing.
They gotta live too.
Mr. Lukather, would you have a seat over there?
Is that the man who barricaded himself in the building?
That's right.
He's just an old man.
So? He had a gun.
He's probably a veteran. Are you a veteran?
First and Second World War.
God's sakes, Miller. Blind people? Dispossessed veterans?
I'm sorry, we attract an appealing class of criminal around here.
What are you trying to do? Put the district attorney's office out of business?
Look at the bright side, Pisano. He had a weapon. That's a felony.
Thanks a lot. Every jury has at least three members of the National Rifle Association on it. You probably have some medals, citations.
Purple Heart and a couple of Bronze Stars.
Wonderful.
Do you have any idea how much money you cost me already? $2,500,
$2,600. Good.
Listen, I had to take you into civil court and sue you for everything you've got.
Help yourself. That's everything I got. Two changes of clothes, my bird books, and a hot pad.
If you had fleshed that nut out when I asked you to, I wouldn't have had to pay the demo crew 7 hours overtime.
Was that middle initial K?
Uh-huh. I may take the city to court.
I beg your pardon.
I said I may sue the city.
You? I'd love to get you up on a stand, baby. A slumlord.
Hey, no names. I could sue you, too.
The city ought to sue him. Threatening people for rents. No decent plumbing. Dangerous stairs.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Ask him about the rats.
The rats! Beautiful.
No rats in my buildings.
I've had three running around my apartment so long, I've even given them names.
I told you, no pets.
Mr. Hauser, here, sign.
Take it easy. Don't rush me. I don't sign anything without reading it first.
Is there something wrong, Mr. Hauser?
No, there's nothing wrong here. I just want to take it home and read it over with my attorney, and if it's all right, I'll sign it. I'll mail it in.
See you in court, Mr. Hauser.
Not necessarily.
What's the matter? You chicken?
No. No, I just happen to be a compassionate man. I know how to forgive and forget. Right, Captain?
Right, Mr. Hauser.
Learn how to be a human being, for God's sake.
Bonnie.
Huh?
What about Mr. Lukather?
Give him a receipt for his weapon. Turn him loose.
Yeah, but I promised him we'd find him a place to live.
We? Is that the editorial we?
Yeah, you and me. I told him he shouldn't worry about it.
We'll do what we can. You better talk to Bernice about it.
I'm ready to go to court, Marn.
Good luck.
I'll be back in a couple hours. Unless I get cited for contempt or something.
Let's go, Ojo Howitz.
Okay. Listen, take it easy, relax. Everything will be all right.
All right.
And fix your tie.
Hey, take the gum out of your mouth before you get on the stand.
No, I gotta have it. It keeps my saliva going.
I'm gonna lose this case. I know I'm gonna lose.
Okay, Mr. Roth. Here's your desk appearance ticket. You're free to go now.
Who's speaking? I've heard so many voices the past 10 minutes, I'm all confused.
I'm Sergeant Harris.
Right. The nervous one.
You can go now.
Someone's got to get me down to the street. I'll be okay once I'm on First Avenue.
I'll take him, Barn.
Hold it. Mr. Lukather, I wonder if you could do me a favor. Would it be possible to help Mr. Roth here downstairs?
Sure.
Yes, this is Mr. Lukather. He's just lost his home.
The guy with the gun. I heard.
I wouldn't shoot nobody.
It's okay with me.
Mr. Roth lives alone. Yes. He's been robbed many times. You can understand it.
Sure.
Well, listen, you'll take him downstairs then, right?
Yeah. I'm usually very independent, but this building scares me.
Everyone needs help sometime.
Look at that. Here's a receipt for the your gun.
Mr. Lukather, Which way do you go?
Don't make no difference. I got no place.
Huh? Listen, you're not one of those people who likes to rearrange the furniture all the time, are you?
Who, me? No. I've got a great respect for tradition.
Good. That's good. Can you cook?
Yeah. You like chili?
Chili? Yes, sir.
With red beans.
I can't tell a red bean from a white bean. I'm blind.
Don't worry. I'll handle it.
Nice couple.
Yeah, you really got a knack, Barney.
Oh, it was logical. What's more, I bet they make it.
Nah, I bet they don't.
You're on.
You lose.
If you were offended by that episode, allow us to be a repeat offender. TV Land brings you another tale of crime, punishment, and bad coffee with Barney Miller next as we stay twice as nice all day long. ¶¶